Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, Tennessee football coach Jeremy Pruitt to the microphone. Coach, we got you an orange mic there for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. How are things?
You know, they're good. Just had an opportunity to close out the class, and I think our staff done a really nice job. You know, if you look, the last four or five spots in each class can help define a class. And, you know, do you want to close or do you want to settle? And I think our guys done a good job closing.
Is there any sense of relaxation for you after a signing day comes and goes, whether it's 10 minutes or a day or no?
Well, I think, you know, because the recruiting calendar has changed so much, you know, the bulk of our class was signed in December, and
right,
we only had a few spots left. So it's there's not been near as much build up. You probably only have your hat and a ring on a few guys, and you have an idea where they're going. So it's not quite like it was when you're trying to sign 25 guys.
So how different was it this year compared to last when you get the job and immediately have that early signing day?
Yeah, it's much different. I think last year in the February signing period, we were looking for 6 to 8 spots, and this year we're looking for 2. So we got the guys that we were targeting, and Darnell Wright and Henry Toa, and I think that's great additions. It's number one, they're really good football players, but position of need to add depth. You know, Darnell's a guy that's 6'5 plus, 335 pounds, really good feet, you know, plays the right way. Henry's a guy that's probably one of the better linebackers in the entire country, instinctive guy, loves ball. You know, so we're glad we got both of those guys.
It was interesting, Coach, the quote you had for Darnell, that he looks 310, but he weighs about 335. You said he holds his weight well. I like that. You look at him and you think this is a guy, athletic, can move, can do all the things that you'll need him to do. And, I mean, he's a guy, you wanted more big people. That's obvious in this recruiting class. And he is a big guy who could come in, and I'm sure you have hopes that he can compete to play really, really soon.
Well, you know, Darnell, I think, is probably 6'5", at least, 330. Wanye's in that category, 6'4.5", 6'5", 315. Jackson Lampley's probably in the 315 range. Melvin McBride, same thing, 310. Chris Aparigny, when we signed him in December, he I think on his official visit, he was about 285. Mm-hmm. I checked him other day. He's a mid-year enrollee. He's right. 305 now. So, you know, we hit there with some big guys. We signed 2 tight ends, and both of these guys are probably 6'5", between 240 and 250. So, you know, some big men up front, which we needed. We needed quality depth for depth and competition.
I would imagine on the offensive line, too, there will be some immediate opportunities maybe for those young men that there might not always be at other positions right now, a position of need all up and down there.
Well, I think, you know, in every signing class, everybody probably picks out 1 or 2 guys and they start trying to predict what's going to happen with these guys. I really don't like to do that. I mean, you know, it's not fair to them to put unrealistic expectations on them. You know, probably the smart way to look at it is wherever they went to high school, is they were a better player their senior year than they were their freshman year. And I'm sure that'll be the same way when they get to college. So our goal is to get these guys in the weight room, get them exposed to the people in our nutritionist, training staff, you know, get them coached up and give them an opportunity to have success.
Eric Gray, running back out of Memphis, unbelievable stats, 3-time Mr. Football Award winner, the only player to ever do that in this state. What do you see from him skill-wise, skill set-wise?
Well, you know, Eric's a guy that has really good vision. You know, to me, he's kind of a slasher. Not really a jump around juke type guy. When he makes his cuts, he's gaining yardage. You know, people have not been able to get to kind of center him up. He seems to run through soft shoulders. I think he's got really good hands. Hopefully he would have a chance to contribute in the return game. But I think he's a three down back, and this guy, again, another guy's really good student. We signed a lot of really good student athletes in this class, and that's very important.
Yeah, how important is that? Also, I noticed that you've got a lot of team captains on this list too.
Well, I think if you look at these guys, I was just kind of counting it as I was coming over here. I counted at least seven guys who have been a part of state championship teams, you know, and a couple of them couldn't because they're junior college guys, right? So, you know, our junior college guys, they both have 3 years to play. So that's a huge deal. It's not like there's 2 years. There's 3 years there. So, you know, but you want guys that's used to winning. You want guys that's been in programs that they prepare at a high level. So when they get to college, there's not as big a learning curve. You know, there's always a learning curve, but if you're used to kind of doing things a certain way, you don't get overwhelmed with it.
I love the story about seeing the UT basketball team playing and incorporating that, and you said, you know, that's going to the rising tide lifts all boats, and certainly that winning basketball team is something that you sold about a winning culture at Tennessee. I loved it.
Well, I think when you look what Rick's done in the time frame, you know, and like I said, there's been lots of times I've went into homes and our basketball team has been playing on TV, so it's an easy sale. I mean, what he did his first year, his second year, his third year. So it's kind of a progression that we're looking to kind of duplicate.
Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee football coach, with us. Intriguing prospect, Quaveris Crouch. Unbelievable offensive player in high school. Wants to play defense in college. You envision him on the outside, inside at linebacker?
Well, I think Q's a guy that's he's a 4-for-4. He could play any of the four positions, which is what you would like in a linebacker, period. Henry's the same way. So that's important. It helps to create depth because you can move guys around. You know, I don't know. We've got to kind of see. And, you know, when you see a little bit more in off-season conditioning, you get a better idea of where you're going to put them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see as it goes.
There seem to be a handful of guys in this class that maybe you'd have some options about where they would play, even offensively or defensively.
Yeah. You know, I think if you're going to sign defensive backs, it helps that they have the skill set to play more than one spot. You know, same thing with linebackers. Maybe not so much with D linemen. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're kind of, you know, if you can play all spots on the D line, you're probably a first round pick, right?
Right.
So. But O-line, it helps. You know, if you can get wide receivers that have the skill set to play outside or inside, I think that's really good.
Jim Chaney, your offensive coordinator now. Did you have a previous relationship? How did that all come about?
No, no relationship with Jim. I've coached against him. Really respected what he has done, the different ways that he's done it over the years. I mean, you look at what he did at Purdue. Years ago, I mean, they were throwing the football all over the yard. He comes to Tennessee, and I know he had some stints in the NFL there, but, you know, they were very balanced at Tennessee, maybe a little bit more toward throw game. Mm-hmm. At Georgia, he's been really turned into a power run game with balance. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that his system fits the players, and the system can change every year, and he's able to do that as a coach. You know, being around him for the last few weeks, he's a very good evaluator. I think he's going to be a really good recruiter, and I think the leadership that he'll give us on the offensive side is going to really help us moving forward.
T. Martin returns to Tennessee as a staff member, obviously a great ball coach, great legacy at Tennessee, and a great recruiter.
Yeah, you know, I've had a chance to coach against T. He was the offensive coordinator at Southern Cal, and really done a fantastic job. If you look at his body of work over the years and his progression as a coach, moving up in the coaching ranks, you know, never coached with T, but we've kind of recruited some of the same areas over the years, run across each other. I recruited his hometown, you know, over the years, and I know how well that he was respected there. I know how well he's respected, you know, with the people associated with Tennessee. There's only a few coaches that coach the wide receiver position that can walk in there and say, I've coached a Biletnikoff Award winner. I've coached a first rounder. And he's a guy that has a resume that can do that.
So does he have a parking spot at the facility, or do you tell him just to park on his own street? How does that work?
Well, you know, he said the other day he hoped he didn't get a ticket on that street.
So. I bet he doesn't. Yeah. Do you like the recruiting part of this? We know you love to coach ball, but compare the two, how much you like one versus how much you like the other.
Well, I think you got to have a good balance. If you're going to be in the college game, you have an opportunity to recruit. You control your roster. It's very different from the professional ranks, you know, where they got a salary cap and the draft deal. I mean, if you're a good evaluator, you got the resources that and the program that draws young men to your program, and you can put in the work and the details to go get them. I think that's a fun part about building your team. But you got to have passion for coaching and teaching, and you know, so it's probably a perfect mix.
Well, it's good to see you. Thank you for the time. Have fun tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee football coach, Tennessee's 2019 National Signing Day celebration at Marathon Music Works starts at 5:30.